privileged areas of California. VOA's Michael Sullivan reports the president toured the town of Paradise, California, which was incinerated by the so-called campfire north of San Francisco.
Trump visited the fire scene with California Governor Jerry Brown, newly elected Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials. He had earlier accused California of bad management of the state's forests, creating a fire hazard, but he says everyone is moving now in the same direction.
We do have to do management, maintenance, and we'll be working also with environmental groups. They've really, I think everybody's seen the light. And I don't think we'll have this again to this extent. We're going to have to work quickly.
The deadly fire in Northern California was more than 50% contained on Saturday. The fire near Los Angeles is more than 80% contained. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Trump administration is taking issue with reports that cite a U.S. official saying American intelligence agencies have concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. AP's Ben Thomas.
The State Department says reports that the government has made a final conclusion about the role Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman may have played in the killing of Jamal Khashoggi are inaccurate. Those reports cited a U.S. official who was not authorized to discuss the matter publicly and spoke on condition of anonymity. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says there remain numerous unanswered questions, and the department will continue to seek all relevant facts. The Saudi government has denied the claim that the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Officials in northwestern India say 3 people were killed and 10 were wounded in an attack on a religious organization Sunday. Authorities say 2 men entered the building and threw a grenade at the followers in a Nirankari sect. This is VOA News. The death toll from a cyclone that hit the coast of southern India has risen to at least 33. The storm has left a trail of massive damage to homes and roads and has driven tens of thousands of people into relief camps. Relief workers found 13 bodies Friday and an additional 20 Saturday, according to officials. Most deaths were caused by flooding, house collapses, and electrocution. The cyclone uprooted 30,000 electricity poles and more than 100,000 trees. State authorities rushed drinking water, food, and paramedics to nearly 82,000 people who took shelter in more than 400 state-run camps. At least 40 people were killed in Syria by strikes by the U.S.-led coalition, according to Syrian media and an opposition human rights monitoring group based in Britain. Meanwhile, the Syrian observatory says that Syrian forces took back control of the Islamic State's last holdout in southern Syria as IS militants moved into the eastern desert. In U.S. politics, today's deadline for the end of the Florida election recount is approaching, with Republican Governor Rick Scott continuing to hold a lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson for a seat in the U.S. Senate. The Florida governor's race was essentially decided after a machine recount, resulting in a lead for the Republican candidate. In the neighboring state of Georgia, Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate in the governor's race, ended her challenge in the closely fought election with Republican Brian Kemp.
Stacey Abrams ran one heck of a campaign, and I know she could be proud of that effort as well. Look, it's a tough business, politics, but the fact of the matter is the election is now over, and I've got to focus on governing this state, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The close race drew national attention in part because of Abrams' effort to become the first African-American female governor. President Trump has again defended sending U.S. troops to the southern border with Mexico, saying the migrants from the Central American caravan will not be allowed to come into the United States.
We have millions of people online to get into our country legally, and those people have preference. They have to have preference. They've been waiting for a long time. They've done it legally.
Of the thousands of migrants en route to the U.S., several hundred have arrived in the Mexican border city of Tijuana. Injustice is the perverse root of poverty. That's according to Pope Francis on Sunday at a mass marking the Roman Catholic Church's Day of the Poor. Francis invited thousands of poor people to St. Peter's Basilica for the mass, and he is scheduled to have lunch with them later. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.